All right, welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for Saturday. This is a weekend edition, Saturday, November 9th, 2024. It's just a few days after the big election. Trump won the election. I am so relieved that the big steal attempt by Kamala was not successful. And yet, it's not completely over. So what I want to do here, I've got several news items, including some breaking news about FEMA deliberately ordering their workers to skip houses with Trump signs out front. You know, don't help the Trump people. That was FEMA's official word to their workers following the hurricanes in North Carolina, you know, in Florida and so on. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to update you on my prediction and my warning. So I think a day or two before the election, I said, okay, here's my best prediction based on current events. Here's how I think this is going to go down. I said that Trump will win big on election night, and then several swing states will delay their counting for several days. And then over those several days, the massive Kamala cheating team will kick into hyperdrive, and they will cheat. And I said that within 2 to 3 days, which would have been by Thursday or Friday, that the Associated Press would announce that Kamala has won, and then that it would go into massive lawfare. And in the lawfare, it would be exposed, the cheating of the Democrats, and that this could take up to several weeks, and that at the end of that lawfare, that Trump would be recognized as the winner because the cheating would be overturned. All right. So that was my official prediction. So what actually happened began exactly that way. Trump, big victory Tuesday night, right? And then what did you see? The mainstream media, Associated Press, they refused to call swing states. They delayed it on purpose. They delayed Pennsylvania big time. And then Arizona and Nevada were delayed for days. I don't even think they're done counting in Arizona. So anyway, in Pennsylvania, they were delaying until early hours of Wednesday morning, and we started to see video reports of ballots on trucks being shipped in and offloaded and counted. So they were hauling in ballots. Now, then the alternative media and Twitter and Trump's legal team and the RNC legal team, they were on it, and James O'Keefe was on it, and Stephen Crowder was on it, and Stephen Crowder was calling people to come in, like, put eyes on this, everybody watch this, and Harmeet Dhillon was watching it in Arizona, and because of all the eyeballs on the cheat in Pennsylvania, the Democrats couldn't complete the cheat. Thank God. They couldn't complete the cheat. And so Pennsylvania ended up being called at, I don't know, it was like 2 a.m. Central Time or something, 2:30 a.m., somewhere around there. In other words, the prediction that I had laid out, it was happening. And the cheating got stopped by basically independent media activists, some of whom I just named, and, you know, InfoWars and Owen Schroyer was saying, you got to call the state and so on. It was because of the eyeballs that the Democrats just, they were stopped from cheating because they couldn't get away with it. And so that's why they called Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, well, and then once Trump had Pennsylvania, he then had enough electoral votes to get the win, regardless of Arizona and Nevada, because Wisconsin and Michigan had already been called. And essentially, Trump won all the swing states. I mean, he didn't win Virginia, but that was never expected. Anyway, then Arizona, the cheat is on. They're still trying to steal it from Carrie Lake running for senator. And there's no doubt they have stolen some congressional seats across various states right now. So the steal continues to be on. I am just thankful that we, the people, stopped the big steal by stopping it in Pennsylvania. So I am so happy to report that the scenario that I feared did not occur. right after the election. However, okay, so that's part one of my update on the predictions or the estimations. So thank God that we stopped it. Part two of this is that I have a much bigger intuitive message, which is concerns what I called many, many months ago as the great steal followed by the great reveal. Okay, so the great steal followed by the great reveal. Now, holographically, there are two additional ways to look at that message. This is fascinating to me. Number one is that Trump is not in office yet. Trump won't be sworn in until January 20th. And between now and then, the Democrats have numerous opportunities to steal this election. We know they're going to try to block the Electoral College votes on January 6th. Why? Because they already said they would. And we have Congressman Jamie Raskin out there who has said repeatedly, he has said they will not certify Trump. Even if he is elected, they will refuse to certify him on January 6th because they'll invoke the 14th Amendment, the third section of that, which was written after the Civil War, and it prohibits anybody who led troops in the Civil War from serving high political positions in the Union, you know, in the United States. But that was, you know, that was really concerning the Civil War, and Trump never led any troops, and the so-called J6 insurrection of 2021 wasn't even armed. It was no insurrection. That whole thing was fabricated. But Jamie Raskin is saying, we're not going to certify Trump. So the great steal, the window for the steal isn't over. It isn't over until January 20th. And I don't believe these Democrats who are faking like all of a sudden they're going to be civil, you know, all of a sudden everything's fine. All of a sudden they support the peaceful transition of power and the American people have spoken and we're going to honor all that. No, no way. That is not what the Democrats believe in. As I've said before, the Democrats will never voluntarily transition power away from themselves and into the hands of Donald Trump. They will try to block it, and they will do more and more radical things in order to make that happen. For example, just now, the Biden White House has lifted the ban on U.S. military contractors operating in Ukraine. So now, right now, U.S. military contractors are going to begin to flood into Ukraine so that in this fight with Russia, you're going to have a lot of Americans killed. What is this designed to do? This is designed to escalate the conflict with Russia, which could lead, theoretically, it could lead to nuclear war before January 20th, which seems to be exactly what this current regime wants to happen. I pray that they fail at that, but I have an obligation, you know, to warn that that's something that they would do if they could. Also, you've got the FBI now putting out obviously hoaxed race hate messages. Probably FBI agents texted some people and there were some anti-black hate messages and the FBI is trying to make a big deal out of it. Like, you know, this is like the Jussie Smollett FBI hoax. Nobody's buying it, but it shows you that the FBI is desperately trying to start a race riot before January 20th. It's not going to work. They're going to fail at that, but they will keep trying. And other agencies will do other things. And we have big news about FEMA ordering its employees to avoid helping houses that have Trump signs in front of them. You know, Trump supporters. That is on purpose. That's the kind of warfare that the federal government wages against the American people, selectively. Targeting Trump supporters, Christians, white people, conservatives, targeting them to be harmed or to avoid helping them or to cause civil unrest in any way they can. So for the next 10 weeks, folks, for the next 10 weeks, we are still in very dangerous territory. We are in the great steal territory. I still believe that we will come to recognize the great steal followed by the great reveal. So let's keep our eyes on the next 10 weeks. And only on January 20th, after Trump is sworn in, will I breathe a sigh of temporary relief, knowing that they failed at stopping him. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not a Trump worshiper, and as you've heard me say, I don't believe that Trump can save this empire from collapsing, and I don't believe that government is the solution to our problems at all. Trump will be the interim president as the empire collapses. That's my take on it. And as the empire collapses, you know, there's going to be a lot of challenges for all of us, and I definitely see leftist states pulling away from the union and pushing secession. So, proof of that is coming out now. This is breaking news. We have the governor of Massachusetts and we have the attorney general of California who have both now publicly stated that they will protect illegal aliens in their states and they will refuse to let illegals be deported by the Trump administration. So that's two states that are essentially pre-announcing that they will engage in sedition and treason against these United States of America. The number of states that are going to announce that in one way or another, that they will harbor illegal criminals and violent murderers and rapists in their states, they will protect them while violating their oaths of office. They are sworn to uphold and protect the United States Constitution. They will violate that to protect illegal, violent criminals. More and more states will do this, and that will lead to a fracturing of this nation, a fracturing. You could even see blue states refusing to recognize Trump as their president and just saying they're going to hold their own election, they're going to secede, they're going to hold their own election and recognize a different president. That's something I mentioned before as a possibility. They could absolutely attempt to do that. They could secede, and they could do it en masse. If they try that, and believe me, these discussions are happening behind closed doors right now. If they try that, you are going to see regional civil wars in places like Oregon, California, Washington, Colorado, probably New Mexico, maybe Illinois, who knows. As the rural Americans who voted for Trump and who want to protect our Constitution, the rural Americans will be attacked and assaulted by the insurrectionist Democrats who are committing treason and trying to break away from the United States of America. So you'll see rural Americans in those states attempt to prevent the secession, or maybe they will break away from the state and form their own new state, like rural Oregon, you know, rural California, or a whole new state called Jefferson. That has been talked about before. Or Northern California might break off, or Eastern Washington. And that could result in new states being formed. Each new state would have two new senators, and each new state, like, for example, if you took rural Oregon and formed a new state, that would be most of Oregon. And the liberal areas of the treasonous Democrats would just be like Portland and Eugene and, I don't know, just a narrow strip, maybe some coastal city or town. A narrow strip would be Oregon. And then there would be a new state like, you know, New Oregon or East Oregon or Jefferson that would actually control most of the state. That new state, if it were accepted into the United States as a new state, and remember that process would come down to, I believe, the United States Senate, by the way, that new state would have two new senators. And those senators would tend to be conservative senators. So you could actually see over the next few years, this is why my longstanding prediction is the United States of America as we know it will not exist beyond 2025. Something radical is going to change. You're either going to have new states or you're going to have breakaway states. You might have regional civil war as the Democrats try to commit treason and try to destroy everything. You might have an invasion. You might lose territory in Arizona as foreign enemies invade the country and start to take territory. There are a lot of possibilities here. And we need to be vigilant through all of this. Keep your eyes peeled. Don't believe when the Democrats say that they trust democracy and they honor the will of the voters. Who are they kidding? They never honor the will of the voters. They spit on the voters. Think about Hillary Clinton. Does Hillary Clinton honor the will of the voters? Not a chance. She spits on them. Do they honor Trump as president? Not a chance. They've all said Trump is not their president. They tried to murder him at least twice, maybe more. And they'll probably try to do that again. These radical leftists, they hate America. They are triggered by the American flag. They despise the Constitution. And even to this day, days after the election, if you listen to them talk amongst each other about why they lost the election, you know what their number one reason is? They say because they didn't censor enough speech from the conservative alternative media. That's what they say. They said they would have won if only they didn't allow misinformation from the conservative media. So they should have had more censorship and more silencing and more blacklisting of speech that they don't control. And that's why they think they lost, because they didn't exercise enough tyranny. Think about that. Think about how insane these people are. Understand, they will not reintegrate into this union of states. They're already living in a separate country in their own mind. They're living in a separate universe, a universe where men need tampons and men can become women and get pregnant. That's an alternate universe. They're not going to join with Trump's America. They don't want to make America great again, and they certainly don't want to make America healthy again. They believe in big pharma and vaccines. They believe in child mutilations and transgenderism and hormone castration. They don't believe in good health. They make themselves look like demons. And they talk like demons, and they're seething with anger like demons all the time. They don't believe in America. So don't let your guard down, not for a moment. Don't think that they're going to recognize Trump and wish him well and, you know, contribute to a better future together. We'll just work together and heal the divide. Democrats don't believe that at all. If they had won this election, you know what they would be calling for right now? They would be calling for execution squads to run around and murder Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and anybody who's prominent in the conservative space, you know, and Steven Crowder, whatever. And how do we know that? Because a lot of them were calling for that even before the election. If they had won this election, they would be seizing domains like mine. They would have been arresting me and others like me and throwing us all in prison to join the J6 prisoners they would have had them rot in jail for 4 more years, who knows how long. Political prisoners, who must be pardoned, by the way, day one, when Trump gets in on January 20th, if that's what happens, I say pardon every last J6 prisoner. Pardon them all. All of them. Even the guy that stole the lectern guy, pardon him. Clear his record. If you want to fine him $1,000 or whatever, you know, so what? Okay, he stole a lectern. I mean, it was a stunt. And he had a smile on his face. He wasn't in there shooting up the place. The only shootings that occurred on that day were shootings by Capitol Police shooting innocent people. Ashley Babbitt, for example. So, look, you've been lied to for 4 years by an evil, tyrannical regime. And if you think they're done lying to you, you know, you're a fool. They're not done lying to you. They're not done trying to steal this. They're just hoping that you let your guard down. Don't be naive. Keep a watchful eye. Stay informed. And we'll see where this goes. All right, now, the other interpretation, by the way, of the great steal followed by the great reveal in a bigger picture is that the 4 years of Biden was the great steal. And what's coming now, the 4 years of Trump, it's already beginning to be the great reveal, isn't it? You know why? Because people are now looking back at the last 4 years and realizing how bad the theft was. And I've seen tweets from people like Ed Dowd and Elon Musk himself and others talking about, I mean, look at the numbers. It looks like in 2020, the Democrats fabricated 18 to 20 million extra fake votes, more than they normally do, because, you know, 81 million votes for Joe Biden, whereas in every other election in recent memory, it was only 60-something million among the Democrats. And it's back to 60-something million in this election. So how come suddenly in 2020 it was 81 million votes? It's because they were fake. They faked them. They faked, again, 18 to 20 million votes. But it also looks like they've been faking about 20 million votes in every election. It looks like the actual number of Democrat voters every 4 years is really more like about 40 million. And that every 4 years, they stuff another 20 million into it to get to about 60-something million. And that in 2020, they did another 18 to 20 million to get to 81 million. Which means that out of those 81 million votes in 2020, probably about half of them were counterfeit. Half of them. In reality, probably only about 40 million votes for Biden. And that might even be optimistic. In other words, the Democrats have been rigging this the entire time. But the last 4 years was a great steal. They stole the White House. They stole, you know, the narrative with the J6 narrative that they pushed this insurrection false flag. Think about how much theft they carried out. All this money that went to Ukraine and Israel, a huge portion of this gets laundered back to the U.S. It was a giant looting operation, especially, you know, 10% for the big guy. How much of that money went back to the Biden family, huh? How much of that went back to members of Congress like Nancy Pelosi or her family members, or, you know, special selected recipients who got paid? The last 4 years was a massive looting operation. That's why they had to keep the war going in Ukraine. And one of the reasons why. That's why Boris Johnson went in there and talked Zelensky out of a peace agreement with Russia, because the U.S. needed a massive money laundering operation. And there's no better way to do that than to have a war and send a couple hundred billion dollars over there, and then it just vanishes. Where did it all go, huh? Gee, I wonder. A big portion of that got laundered back into the United States. So the last 4 years has been a great steal. And the next 4 years is going to be a great reveal. Think about that. Because Trump has already promised he's going to declass like crazy. He's going to dump declassified documents. He's going to prosecute people who were engaged in election fraud. He's going to expose the internal emails and memos and messages that were involved in rigging media narratives or pushing censorship. He's going to come out with all that stuff. Is that not a great reveal? The great reveal is coming. It's going to be an historic reveal. And if he also reveals the JFK files, and the Area 51 files, the UFO files, oh my goodness. Woo! It's going to be one heck of an interesting time to be alive. So yeah, the great reveal is coming. And the great steal is not yet over. We've lived through some of it, but they're going to keep trying for the next 10 weeks. So that's my update on the prediction and also the big themes of the steal and the reveal. Hasn't yet played out, but it sure is trending in the right direction. So this is going to be an exciting time, big time. All right, next issue. I want to talk about FEMA got caught. They sent out a message to their workers. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And the Daily Wire obtained an internal message that went out to the workers. And this was captured on Microsoft Teams chat, and it said that some of the best practices would be avoid homes advertising Trump. Yeah, avoid homes advertising Trump. It also says coconut water is a fast way to replenish your electrolytes quickly. Yeah, but avoid homes advertising Trump. So this is the way FEMA operates. FEMA, as we reported, And we had people on the ground reporting that FEMA was specifically interfering with food aid to the rural areas of North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida. And I know this because, well, I'm friends with a lot of people who are on the ground. Like Doc Pete Chambers and his whole team was there. Ann Vandersteel was reporting from there. And a lot of other people I know as well. And we had teams there that received some of our goods, our emergency food shipments, and were helping to distribute that. We showed you the photos and videos of that. What was it? The Pole Creek Baptist Church in Candler, North Carolina. That's one of the areas where we staged, I believe that was, I think that was 14 pallets of our food. And by the way, we even got FEMA workers are even trying to mess with us. And they were posting complaints on our social media about our food supplies, complaining that we sent all this food and we didn't send any water that people need to cook up the food. So all of our certified organic lab-tested food, we sent buckets. We sent Ranger buckets. We sent buckets of wheat and flax seeds. We sent number 10 cans of freeze-dried vegetables and fruits. And, you know, the Ranger buckets have lentils and rice. I mean, I did a whole video on this. I opened up the buckets. I showed people what's in them. Here's the seeds. Here's the nuts. You know, here's the lentils, the beans, the rice, everything. And so FEMA, well, we think it's FEMA. We know it's federal workers, comes on and starts complaining to us that we didn't send water. Can you, like that's all you can come up with? You pathetic losers. You treasonous traitors. FEMA, the same group that tells their workers don't help Trump people, is attacking us for sending food and apparently not sending water with the food. Hey, guess what? There's plenty of water already there. There was so much water being donated by Walmart and other companies. There were pallets and pallets and pallets of water. And there was also water everywhere all around if people had water filters or if they could boil water. We're not going to ship water from Texas. That's the dumbest idea ever. We're shipping food. We want people to not starve to death. They can get water locally, but FEMA people are too stupid or evil or corrupt to even know that. It's just incredible the kind of dirty tricks they play with us to try to attack us for sending. Now, what have we sent so far? About $300,000 in food aid to that region. We've helped so many people because of it. And FEMA and the federal government, all they can do is complain about it. Because they're the enemies of America. Understand that. They are the enemies of America. And by the way, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he's ordered an investigation into FEMA. And this was covered in the Washington Times. After reports that FEMA is skipping the homes of Donald Trump's supporters while surveying damage from Hurricane Milton, DeSantis wrote that he's going to probe the federal government's targeted discrimination of Floridians who support Donald Trump, the blatant weaponization of government by partisan activists in the federal bureaucracy is yet another reason why the Biden-Harris administration is in its final days. Amen, Governor DeSantis. Hell yeah, that's exactly right. He goes on, he says, new leadership is on the way in D.C., and I'm optimistic that these partisan bureaucrats will be fired. Well, okay. Yeah, fire these bureaucrats, criminally prosecute them, as far as I'm concerned. But the answer to this is to end FEMA. The answer to all of this, you want to stop the weaponization of the FDA? End the FDA. Cut its budget to zero. You want to stop the weaponization of the ATF? End the ATF. End the USDA. End the EPA. It doesn't do a thing to protect the environment. The EPA rubber stamps biosludge pollution of our soils, for God's sake. The EPA says it's perfectly safe to pollute all the soils all across America. Unbelievable. I thought it was supposed to be the Environmental Protection Agency, but it turns out to be the Environmental Pollution Agency. FEMA interfered with food supplies. FEMA confiscated supplies. And one of the things that I was told by one of the people on the ground there was that FEMA would just roll up to a school or a staging area or an airport, and they would say, okay, we're just going to take control over all these supplies now. We're seizing all this food. And then they would take it, and they would sometimes they would dump it somewhere, or they would stage it somewhere where nobody could get it. They would move it and isolate it. And what they avoided, though, was churches. They wouldn't take food from churches. Huh. Interesting. Maybe that's just a step too far. Maybe there's so many demons working in FEMA that they would melt if they stepped foot near a church or something like that. But they wouldn't steal food from churches. Note carefully that I launched a church. It's called the Church of Natural Abundance. And all of our donations of our food go through our church, by the way. So if FEMA tries to come steal anything from me, they're going to have to deal with the church, by the way. But that's how evil FEMA is. They will steal, they will interdict, they will turn around trucks and tell them to go. I mean, ask Ann Vandersteel. She witnessed it firsthand. Ask anybody who was there, they will tell you firsthand. This is what FEMA does. FEMA is an evil criminal entity. They hinder aid to the American people. We don't need FEMA. And in fact, what the aftermath of Hurricane, what was it, Milton? What it proved is that we don't need FEMA, because the churches will step up, the corporations will step up, the people will step up. And if you just get FEMA out of the way, the American people can get the job done and bring help to those who need it. FEMA only got in the way. They are only there to interfere with aid to the American people and to specifically target and punish Trump supporters. That's what FEMA did. That is a fact. And that just shows you the way this bureaucracy runs. They target Trump supporters for selective prosecutions, selective IRS audits, selective regulatory controls or audits or inspections, you name it. They weaponize the federal government against Trump supporters. And then they expect us to just say, oh, let's all just shake hands and extend a fig leaf and let's just heal all the divide. And then we'll just all lovey-dovey get together and it'll be great. That's not what they believe. They're just hoping you let your guard down. That's all. They are faking. They're playing possum, hoping that you're gullible enough to believe that they're good people. They're not good people. They are demons temporarily pretending to be civil. That's all they are. They are demons in human form. That's why they have a big D next to their names. That's why when they freak out and cry out, when the demons come out, it's unmistakable. You can see it in their eyes, sometimes in their teeth. You can hear it in their voices. I mean, think about how evil they are to complain to us that we didn't send water with all of our free organic superfoods and food supplies while they themselves block supplies to Trump supporters. I mean, that's just flat out how evil the federal government has become. No wonder the American people are sick and tired of it. Don't you notice that? The American people have had enough. They're done. They're done with the excuses. They're done with the DEI. They're done with the woke. They're done with the lies and propaganda. The American people are so ready for somebody to come in and just start slashing agencies, firing all the corrupt bureaucrats. Frankly, if President Trump took office and fired a million federal workers on day one, I would say that's a good start. But don't stop now. Great progress. Fire a million a day. You know how many million federal workers there are in this country? Any idea? Just in the federal government alone, I had to look this up, says there's about 3 million employees in the U.S. federal workforce. He could fire a million a day for 3 days. And that would be progress. But if you count state governments, well, then, you know, it's more like 20 million people. And in some states, the blue states, it's a very high percentage of the state workforce that actually works for the government. You know, places like California, for example, and increasingly Colorado, Illinois, New York, you know, you get the idea. The only way that we, the people, will ever be safe in this nation or in our individual states is when the size of government is significantly pruned, maybe by 90%. That's the right answer. If you don't want FEMA targeting you and interfering with supplies, cut FEMA's budget to just about zero. That's what they deserve, because that's how evil FEMA has become. And if they run out of money and start begging for money, hey, maybe you can auction off all your guillotines. How about that? To raise some funds, put them on eBay. You know, FEMA guillotines for sale. Great deals. Get them while they last. No electricity needed. Recently sharpened by FEMA. We were going to roll the heads of Trump supporters, but Trump won, and so we have to let go of these discounted lots of guillotines. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a listing like that from FEMA. But in any case, we are not going to be diverted from our goals. We are going to, number one, continue to educate the American people. We're going to continue to be the new media in America, and even reporting independent from Trump. I'm not part of the Trump administration. I don't want to be part of the Trump administration. I welcome contact from Trump's people. We will report on Trump, but we'll report both the good and the bad. And as proof of that, I've got a special report for you here. It turns out that it looks like there's a big pharma Trojan horse who has just been appointed to be the chief of staff for Trump. Her last name is Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. Yeah, like from Ephesians 6. Now, I don't mean to say that every person who has his last name is a bad person, but isn't it interesting how the names of this big global theatrical thing that we call, you know, reality. Isn't it interesting how the names just line up? Wiles. So Susie Wiles, who was previously exposed by, I think Stu Peters covered it, Tom Renz covered it, Noel Fritch covered it. Patrick Howley, I think, covered it. Anyway, people have been sounding the alarm on Susan Wiles for quite some time. I wasn't really covering her, but now that she's been named chief of staff, I'm like, whoa, she's got a whole background as a big pharma lobbyist and a big food, processed food lobbyist. I've got a special report on that, but I want to read for you from the Bible here, Ephesians chapter 6. This is one of the most powerful verses. I cite it all the time because it talks about the armor of God. And, of course, I teach the nutritional armor of God in my Bible sermons. You can hear those at abundance.church if you want to hear them. I mean, many people say they're very powerful. But here's the verse. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So there it is. There's wiles. And again, I'm not saying that everybody with a name is a bad person, but isn't it funny that like George Soros, the word Soros is almost like sorcery, isn't it? Just like in Lord of the Rings, the big evil sorcerer was named Sauron. So that word or those word roots in Latin, sorcery, Soros, Sauron, it means an evil sorcerer, someone who weaves spells and controls people. Or if you look at the name Rothschild, this was a name that was adopted by this, you know, very powerful, essentially Jewish family that was involved in the formation of the Federal Reserve and involved in, you know, global finance monopolies. Well, Rothschild is a German name that simply means red shield. It's a red shield. It's like the coat of arms of the family, and a red shield. It's red because it refers to the demonic forces, that it is using demonic forces as a shield against humanity. And the Rothschild family has then gone on to conquer humanity through blood and war and demonic energy and demonic deception, which led to the creation of the Federal Reserve, of course. And yes, they were Jewish. Okay, these are Jewish bankers. They changed their name to Rothschild. to kind of throw people off. So names actually do mean something very often, especially in these top characters, the big actors on the global stage. Names mean something. Like, look at the name Trump. What does Trump mean? You know, to trump something means to prevail over it. Or, of course, you have the Trump card, and in the book of Revelation, you have the trumpets, which is a way of unleashing God's wrath upon the world. I've covered that extensively, the seven trumpets, the seven bowls, and the seals that go with them. These are events where God judges humanity's wickedness and destroys wicked nations and civilizations and wicked people, and ultimately destroys the Antichrist, which is definitely interesting, given that I interviewed Dustin Nemos, and he said he's pretty sure Trump is the Antichrist. So, you know, hey, there's a lot of different interpretations out there, but names do mean something, by the way. Names do mean something. What does my name mean? Adams. What are the meanings behind the name Adams? Well, that's pretty obvious. It refers to Adam of the Bible of Genesis, which means man of the earth or man of the soil. And that's confirmed in Hebrew as well. So, you know, you look up my name, and it tells you, it's actually very consistent with who I am. I like to grow food. I like to live with the earth, with the soil, with the trees, with the plants and animals. I'm into all that stuff. I am a man of the earth, and I would much rather spend time out in nature than time in Washington, D.C., or in an office or at a desk or anything like that. So, you know, very often names really do mean something. All right, so I want to play the special report for you next. Are Big Pharma Trojan horses already infiltrating the Trump administration? Let us hope not. I'm not accusing Trump of anything in this special report. I'm just warning. I mean, he has appointed this Wiles woman to be his chief of staff. I think that's a horrible sign. And this is something we need to be very vocal about. Now, by the way, thank you for supporting us through all of this. We couldn't be here without you. So shop at healthrangerstore.com. Every purchase that you make, not only you give yourself the gift of outstanding nutrition and clean food and superfoods, and you know you can give yourself storable food to make it through hard times that are coming, but also you help support us and our platforms so that we can keep funding everything. Brighttown.com, Brighttown.social, Brighttown.io, naturalnews.com, all the other operations, plus our donations. And we've got more donations yet to distribute. And we just distributed over $15,000 worth of Ranger buckets over this last weekend in Central Texas and received a lot of thank yous for that. I also posted that photo on social media of some of the buckets being picked up by people's pickup trucks and so on. So a lot of good distribution of food is going on, and we've got more on the way. But also check us out at rangerdeals.com. And there you can see all the third-party discounts and deals that we've put together for you from providers of various products that we don't sell, like de-Googled phones or satellite phones, for example, backup comms, even firearms and holsters and ballistic vests, as well as ivermectin for pets and chlorine dioxide and so much more. You can find all that at rangerdeals.com. So check that out. Thank you for your support. And enjoy this special report. And we'll have an interview for you tomorrow with Michael Yon. So check back with us tomorrow to see that interview with Michael Yon. It was just recorded, on Thursday afternoon. He's in Argentina, and he has a great update for us. So enjoy. So in this post-election euphoria among a lot of conservatives and Trump supporters and even pro-liberty people, etc. Well, there's a lot of concern about who's actually being tapped to fill the key positions in the Trump administration. Because this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. This is where it counts. You get the policies based on the people you put in. And of course, everybody's freaking out over the possibility of Mike Pompeo, who is vying to insert himself into a Secretary of State position. Mike Pompeo is an evil snake. Mike Pompeo is a warmonger. Mike Pompeo supported the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. If Trump chooses Mike Pompeo, it's a betrayal. I mean, straight up, it's a betrayal of all his voters. It's a betrayal of America, and it's a bad, bad sign, because if he chooses Pompeo, it means nothing has changed. You're just going to get a changing of the guard, but no changes in policy. It's going to be the same neocon, rhino, John McCain, George Bush operation that it's always been. You know, the basically Dick Cheney 2025, which is not what any of us want, obviously. And a big warning sign, a big red flag that has already happened, is that Trump has announced that he's chosen Susie Wiles for the chief of staff of the White House. Now, Susie Wiles, who I was not familiar with her before this, apparently she ran Trump's campaign. So, well, Trump won. It's hard to say whether that means was his campaign awesome. I don't know. I mean, I think that, frankly, I think Trump won by at least a 20 million vote margin, probably much more. I think Trump was going to win no matter what, unless the cheating from the Dems just took over. So I don't know how much credit Susie Wiles deserves on running the campaign. Not sure. But she's a big-time lobbyist for Big Pharma and Big Food. She has represented, you know, Nestle and I think Pfizer, but a bunch of Big Pharma companies, a bunch of vaccine companies, a bunch of processed food companies, maybe even Kellogg's is in there. She's a lobbyist for the very system that people like you and I are trying to tear down. And this is a horrible sign if Trump keeps her as chief of staff, because this is the infiltration that we're all worried about. And by the way, everybody that's close to Trump, their phones are ringing off the hook from all the other people that are begging to be put into the Trump administration. They're like, you know, can I be in this position? Can you nominate me for that position? And I'm talking about high-level positions, like people that want to be ambassadors, people that want to be, you know, Secretary of State, people that want to be AG, you know, all these top positions, people that want to run the FBI and so on. And I'm always cautious about people who want the power. You know, my sense is that the best people to have such power should be people who don't want it. And I think of people like Thomas Massie. I don't think Thomas Massie wants to run, you know, the USDA, for example. It's kind of a nightmare to have to run a federal agency. Would he do it reluctantly? Perhaps. But he has the kind of character of a real person who has a real farm. He grows his own food. He harvests his own food. You know, real people in the real world, like Dr. Robert Malone, has a farm and raises horses, you know. And I, from what I know, as someone, I live on a ranch myself, and I care for chickens and donkeys and goats and dogs and all kinds of things. And I grow a certain amount of my own food. I know that living in the country makes you a more real person. Living in Washington, D.C. makes you a fake person. And what we don't want is just a changing of the guard of the swamp, where you swap out swamp creatures with other swamp creatures, none of whom have any experience in the real world. We want Americans in the Trump administration that represent real America. People from all across the country, people who own companies, who run small businesses, people who grow food, people who have jobs, you know, people who work with animals, people who have skills outside of just being a freaking parasite in Washington, D.C. Don't you agree with me on this? We've had enough of the freaking parasites. We've had enough of it. And this is the one opportunity of our lifetime to make real change in Washington, D.C. And this is probably the last opportunity. And that's why you and I, we need to be vocal, vocal, vocal. This is not a time to sit back and just say, well, let's just see what happens. No, you're going to get steamrolled if that's our attitude. This is a time to shout it out. No pharma Trojan horses. No lobbyists tied to big food, big pharma, big banks. None of that garbage. Bring in real people. You know, and the counter argument is, well, they don't know how Washington works. Yeah, thank God. We don't want people to know how Washington works. We don't want to just continue the same damn broken, corrupt system, do we? We want new people to come in and break Washington. You're not going to get that by choosing the same swamp creatures. And, you know, I don't want to wake up on January 21st and then there's a big banner over the White House after Trump is sworn in. It says, brought to you by Pfizer. I don't want to see that. None of us want to see that. So get vocal now. And it doesn't mean you have to be nasty about it or anything. Sometimes people misinterpret my attitude. It's like, why can't you just be nicer? Because everything's at stake? Maybe, I don't know. I'm vocal because this matters. I will gladly say truthful, nice things about Trump and his administration as they achieve important things. And frankly, I just did say something very nice. You know, Trump put out a 10-point video, I think, last year. The video's amazing. Bold, courageous. 10 things he wants to do. Number 10 was to push a constitutional amendment for term limits on Congress. That list was amazing. Brilliant. Bold. I will always be happy to compliment Trump and his administration on the things they get done, the things that matter. But I'm going to call out, you know, any kind of corruption or pharma influence. And look, I got to say, America is done with big pharma. America is done with fake news media. America is done with the fake science, with the plandemics, with the vaccine mandates, the lockdowns, all that bullshit. America's done with it. And Trump better hear that message loud and clear. Otherwise, he's going to find his entire base turning against him. And his base is all he's got. And his base is demanding what I am vocalizing right here, right now. I guarantee you, Trump's base is 100% aligned with me on this point. Do not staff the Trump administration with a bunch of swamp creatures. 100%. You get real Americans in there who will represent the American people and who know what hard work is like and who know what running a business is like. People who suffered under the lockdowns. People who got fired for disobeying the vaccine mandates. People who were arrested. People who had their doors broken in by FBI raids. People who were targeted by regulatory weaponization from the FDA or the EPA or, you know, the DEA or the ATF or whoever. These are the people who need to get in the Trump administration because they know how dangerous big government can be. And these are the people who will help dismantle it from the inside, if that can be done at all. Of course, you know my position that, frankly, this whole system burns itself down before too long anyway. But possibly I'm wrong about that. Maybe it'll last longer than we think. And in the meantime, let's cut the budgets as much as possible. Let's shrink government as much as possible. You know, let's go full libertarian as much as we can in the interim while we're waiting for the total collapse, you know? Let's cover both possibilities is what I'm saying. But Trump has got to get these decisions right. And that includes Senate Majority Leader. When I see these people pushing a Senate Majority Leader candidates like Cornyn and others, I'm like, are you kidding me? Looks like Senator Scott is going to be the best choice in that case. And for Speaker of the House, it's got to be Matt Gaetz. There's nobody better than Matt Gaetz for that position. But if you end up with another freaking Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and frankly, like another Paul Ryan in the House, give me a break. We might as well all go jump off tall buildings at that point. You know, if it's going to be another repeat of Trump's first term, where it's just like, hi, I'm Trump, and let's let the swamp run everything. And if you have Jeff Sessions in at AG or somebody like that, you know, you might as well just clone John McCain 1,000 times and just make it the John McCain administration, which would be a zombie horror show, by the way, since he's been dead for a number of years. But, you know, zombie John McCain couldn't be any worse than the living version of John McCain that we already suffered through. So who knows? Zombie clone of McCain might be the Senate Majority Leader. But you get my drift on this. We have to be vocal right now. It's these weeks, the 10 weeks we have roughly, before Trump fills all these positions. That's assuming we make it to January 20th and the inauguration and so on. And, you know, there are a lot of other risk factors that could prevent that. The deep state is plotting something. Trust me, they are plotting something. They're up to something. They're going to blow up something. They're going to release something. They're going to cause a war. There's no way they're going to voluntarily just peacefully, politely hand over power to Donald J. Trump. Not a chance that that's going to happen peacefully on their part. But that's not the focus of this podcast. Let's just assume Trump gets in on January 20th. Well, it's all the decisions between now and then that will determine who he puts in. And once you start putting those people in, man, then the swamp machine starts cranking and you can't change it very easily. It's the first wave of people that actually matter the most by far. The first wave of people to be put in. We need an attorney general that's going to get things done and actually prosecute the traitors, prosecute the election fraudsters, prosecute the 51 members of the intelligence community that lied, knowingly lied about Trump. Prosecute the Democrat Party for their money laundering smurfing fraud, by the way. We need an AG that's going to get in there and kick ass. Who would that be? Well, I've said all along, in my opinion, that's Ken Paxton. We would hate to lose him from the state of Texas because he's been so effective for Texas. And maybe he doesn't want the job in Washington. I don't know. But Ken Paxton has the attitude to get it done. Also, maybe Andrew Bailey from Missouri. You know, he's done a good job so far as AG there. And there are other candidates that have, you know, similar attitudes. But this is not a time to compromise with evil. This is not a time to let down your guard and talk about, oh, we all need to just show mercy and we all get along and it's time for healing. No, it's not time for healing. It's time for confessions. It's time for prosecutions. It's time for repentance. Look, I'm all about healing if these leftists, if they want to confess to the crimes they committed, all their censorship, their blacklisting, their election fraud, their financial fraud, their lawfare. Look what they did to Alex Jones. They tried to throw Trump in jail. They tried to murder Trump. Okay, so if they come out and admit that they were part of an assassination plot, you know, if they come out and admit they ran a censorship agenda, if they come out and admit all this stuff, yeah, they smurfed, you know, $200 billion into the Kamala campaign, and they're going to go public with all the details of all their financial fraud. I'm totally open at that point. If they admit to everything, I'm open to healing. I mean, that's actually necessary for healing to take place, is there has to be repentance, there has to be confessions, and they have to ask for forgiveness. But you can't just ask for forgiveness and not confess to all the crimes that you did. They need to come out and admit what they did. That's step one. And since we know they're not going to do that, or at least I doubt they're going to do that, we need an AG that's going to prosecute them. And as part of the prosecutions, maybe they will admit to things and, you know, get a lighter sentence, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. That's up to the discretion, you know, of the DOJ under Trump. But these people need to be prosecuted. They are criminals. And we have been suffering under a criminal cabal for at least the last decade, if not much longer. Frankly, since the Obama years, well, frankly, Bush, the Bush years too. That was a criminal cabal. You know, weapons of mass destruction, 9/11. We've been living under a criminal cabal, basically a uniparty, neocon, warmongering system of rigged elections and global warfare most of our lives, probably since the assassination of JFK, come to think of it. This goes back to the early 60s. It's been going on longer than many of us have lived. So we have never known true freedom. We have never known real democracy in this country most of our lives. Think about that. And we have an opportunity right now, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to put the right people in positions of power in this administration, even though I think the whole empire is going to collapse before too long. But in the interim, we can help prune this thing. We can help dismantle it from the inside, or I should say the right people can do that. That's what we should be pushing for. And it's not going to stop the financial collapse that's coming, by the way. And I don't expect Trump to balance the budget. I don't think that's even possible at this point. I think it's inevitable that the dollar runs its course and it collapses. And the empire collapses. And I think that happens in the next 4 years, frankly. Maybe I'm wrong, but I see a lot of signs of that. In the meantime, you know, let's prosecute the traitors. Let's close the border. Let's deport the illegals. Let's sort of tidy up the Titanic a little bit before it goes down. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense. I think we would all agree that even if we can't save this republic, we should at least give it a shot. And you're not going to save this republic by selling out to Big Pharma. You know, this is one of the main problems with Trump in his first administration. You know, Operation Warp Speed. And I've criticized Trump as loudly as anybody over this point. That was my number one criticism of Trump, actually, this whole time. And when I interviewed Trump's spokeswoman, maybe a year ago, whatever it was, I said, look, you know, Operation Warp Speed. When is Trump going to come out and denounce these vaccines? And she said, just wait and see. You know, sort of implying that Trump was going to come out. Well, Trump has said he's going to expose Big Pharma in certain ways. And he's got RFK Jr. with him, who definitely, if he's given enough power and influence, he will help dismantle Big Pharma's influence. That's for sure. But then to have a White House chief of staff that's a Big Pharma lackey, a lobbyist, that just, to me, that looks like a Trojan horse. Not good. Not good. So, folks, get ready for some interesting times ahead. You can hear more of my podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com. Read articles from my staff at naturalnews.com. Occasionally, I publish an article these days, maybe like once a week or every other week or something like that. I'm not doing as many articles at all as I used to because I'm doing so many podcasts and interviews. And you can catch those interviews at Brighteon.com. But also, I'm pretty active on social media. You want to see my analysis and my tweets and so on. Here's where you can find me. On X, it's Health Ranger. On Telegram, it's Real Health Ranger. But since I could be banned on X at any time, it could happen. Who knows? Follow me on Brighteon.social, Health Ranger, or Brighteon.io, also Health Ranger. And Brighteon.io is the decentralized, it's a blockchain-driven social media platform built on the Bastion.com backbone, which uses peer-to-peer traffic, so it's purely decentralized. There's no censorship even possible of anybody on the platform. You can join it without even using an email address or your real name or a phone number or anything. You don't need any of that. You can join it. You just get a key, and you can log in with your key. And you can start posting. You can start earning Pcoin, which is kind of like Bitcoin for the platform. And then you can spend Pcoin on the platform to advertise on it or boost your posts, for example. So a lot of things you can do in that ecosystem. But join up at Brighteon.io. And if you want to download and use the apps for it, which do not require domain name resolution, so it bypasses DNS servers, it's purely peer-to-peer. It'll survive a nuclear war, by the way. Go to Brighteon.io/applications. Download the app for your Android or your Mac or your Windows PC. Ignore the warnings when you try to install because Windows doesn't want you to install peer-to-peer apps. So they pop up a big warning like, danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger. Just ignore that scare tactic. Install it. Now you've got peer-to-peer Brighteon.io comms in place. And that's my emergency backup comms channel. If we end up in some kind of a nuclear attack, if we end up in some kind of a war, some kind of internet kill switch, because remember, the deep state regime is in power for the next 10 weeks. They could shut this whole thing down. And if they do that, then Brighteon.io is where you'll still be able to hear from me, well, through the apps. And we'll be tweeting out like crazy all the best intel and everything through that system. So take advantage of that. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, Brighteon.io. All right, everybody, get prepared. God bless America. Take care. Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana crunchy munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried crunchy munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, an auto vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this, and we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories: personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory-tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com, and also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.